Hey, everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast quick take.
So glad you are hanging with us in this incredibly important conversation with Randall Kennedy, professor of law at Harvard University School of Law. We're talking, Professor, about your latest book, which is due out on September 7th. I've been fortunate enough to get an advanced copy and read it. And I'm telling you, folks, this is an incredible collection of essays and narratives that the good professor has put together that touches on a number of very salient issues in our culture, our politics, our law today. And so I highly recommend when the book comes out, you pick it up. So we're whetting your palate with our discussion as we walk through the essays. So, Professor, you talk about a number of things, and where we left off, we were touching on the Black Lives Matter movement and this idea of Black respectability. You also in the following essay behind respectability, you talk about racial solidarity and this idea of all of us kind of being in this thing together. And you start off referencing my buddy Touré. And his assault on self-appointed identity cops, who write, quote, authenticity violations as if they were working for internal affairs for making sure everyone does blackness in the right way. Do we, as black folks, have we over our 400 year history gotten in our own way in terms of our progress by self-policing to such an extent that we sometimes give our opponents fodder and narratives that they use can use against us?
The answer, short answer, yes. I mean, just like it's often the case that individuals can be their own worst enemies. It's the same is true of groups. And you know, in American history, or in African American history, we've seen over and over again where people, often the people who are claiming, you know, the necessity for solidarity the most, have often been folks who have been the most close-minded and the most willing to be authoritarian. I think of Marcus Garvey versus W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean, Marcus Garvey said the most awful things about Du Bois, and frankly, and Du Bois sometimes, you know, answered back.
I was going to say responded in kind.
Yeah. Yes, and by the way, it showed both of those figures
right
at their worst. I mean, I really admire the great W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean,
right,
fabulous person, fabulous intellectual, but you know, he said some things about Garvey that were terrible, and Garvey certainly said some things about Du Bois. I mean, this idea that, you know, Garvey basically attacking Du Bois for being a wanting to be white, aligning himself with the white people, being a traitor, being against black people,
right,
is ridiculous. But we've seen that over and over, and we need to be very careful about it because, again, the world's a complicated place. No one, I don't care who you are, I don't care how smart you are, no one is going to be able to know everything and see everything in just the right way. We need lots of people with lots of different ideas. Sometimes these ideas will conflict, and we need to be open. Now, there were a good many people who were puzzled by my essay, though, because as you know, I ultimately criticize Touré, yes. and others, my friend, you know, Henry Louis Gates Jr., mm-hmm. Michael Eric Dyson, because those three were in particular were so angry at the race police. And I had, you know, and I felt for them because I get angry at the race police too.
Right.
For instance, people, you know, this has come up. People who, for instance, say, oh no, they, you know, they cuss out people who use various terms like Negro.
Right.
Colored. you know, oh, you can't say that.
Right.
You can't say that? What, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. You can't say that? What are you talking about? My boss, Thurgood Marshall, one of the reasons why I use the word Negro, I use all these terms. You know, I use various terms. I use Negro, and one of the reasons why I do is because when I worked for Thurgood Marshall in 1983, 1984, Thurgood Marshall said, I use the term Negro. This was Mr. Civil Rights.
Yes.
So, you know, people have different, you know, fashions, different views. Fine. I think
that opens up a very, you just touched on something that have, for me over many, many years has always been fascinating. And it really kind of speaks to the complexity, but also somewhat of the problem. We are the only group that I can think of in history that has had all these different terms applied to it. And, you know, white folks are white folks. They're Caucasian, they're white, right? Asians are is a much more complex because you have, you know, different degrees and you know, landmass versus, you know, so it's very different. Someone from Japan is not the same as someone from Pakistan, but it's Asian, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Africa, Africans, mm-hmm. We're not referred to as Africans. We're referred to by white appellations that have been placed on us from Negro all the way up to, you know, much harsher terms. Mm-hmm. African American for me was the first time where we decided to define ourselves in one sense.
No, I think you're wrong on that.
Okay.
Couple points here. Number one, you're right.
I mean, we didn't apply the term Negro to ourselves. That was applied to us, right?
Well,
certainly nigger was not something we woke up and said, let's call ourselves that.
True, but black people.
Black, yeah, that's true.
Have over time. So for instance.
I forgot about the Black Power movement. That's right.
Early on in the 18th century, free black people initially referred to their, you know, various societies, organizations, and used the appellation African, you know, African Burial Society.
Right.
But then they decided, no, we're going to stop that because of the American Colonization Society. There was this society that said, let's send all, you know, let's
ship. Send them all back to Africa.
Let's send them all back to Africa. And, you know, there were free blacks who said, no, you know what? I want to stay here. Yeah. And so let's stop calling ourselves Africans. Let's call ourselves. And they use various terms, sometimes Negro, sometimes colored.
Didn't Du Bois actually want, he supported the idea of going back, didn't he?
No, not Du Bois didn't. There were a whole bunch who did.
Right.
Very distinguished people. So, and in fact, some people went and came back.
Right. what is it? Wait a minute. What? No, I think I'll go back.
But I mean, my point is, you know, that there is a reason. There are people, by the way, there's, you know, commentators over the years have expressed a certain amount of impatience with sort of this search for a name.
Right.
And people have asked, well, come in, you know, what's with this? And the way I see it is, you know, black people in the United States of America have confronted so many different things. It's our search for a name and the complicated nature of our search for a name is really a reflection of the complicated nature of what we have had to confront in America. And so, I don't think it should be a big surprise that there's been, you know, all these different names and this angst. This is just, you know, this is part of what we've faced, and this is part of the way in which we have attempted to deal with our very complicated, you know, reality.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele podcast quick take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.